Good followers can make a leader great if the leader knows how to muster and motivate the talents that they bring to the task. Followers naturally look to their leader for the direction, support, example, and personal assistance that's going to allow them to perform at the top of their game. Of course, everyone is on the same team, but differences will occur from time to time between a leader's perceptions and fears and attitudes and those of his or her followers. These are normal distinctions that emerge in almost every group dynamic where change is the objective, but they can significantly impact your firm's potential for success. The metaphor of the hill can be helpful in understanding the uniquely different ways in which leaders and followers look at a challenging circumstance. We've all seen war movies that feature a strategically critical hill that has to be taken by a platoon of grunts and the gung-ho young lieutenant who is their leader. All the group has to do to be victorious is to move from the safety of their bunker on the little hill, maneuver down through the valley, across the river, up the slope of the bigger, more important, at least to some general somewhere, more important hill in the distance. If you've watched carefully, however, you've noticed that the platoon leader's eyes are fixed on the top of the hill, riveted on the site where he's going to plant the flag and savor the laurels of victory. And where are his followers looking? Yep, you guessed it. Their eyes are fixed, in terror, on the valley below. While their second John, fully aware of the mission and its importance, is concentrating on the glory to be achieved at the summit, all they can think of is the discomfort, dangers, and even death that await them as they slither through the mud, over the landmines, through the barbed wire, and across the treacherous waterway. And then, of course, there's the fact that the enemy will be shooting at them every step of the way. They're all in it together. All will be following the same plan. Everyone has the same target. But their success will be contingent on the ability of the leader to get his followers to share his vision and overcome their confusion, fears, and visceral resistance to the task at hand. The same dichotomy exists in any situation where followers are being asked to move from one place in space and time to another less familiar place, from one hill, so to speak, to another. The present is understood. Its variables are under control. Its risks are known. Its dangers are manageable. Its safety is appreciated. The unknown future, however, correlates with none of the above. It's no wonder, then, that the typical grunt is less than gung-ho. And that's why you, as a leader, have to facilitate understanding, conviction, and confidence among your followers. You can't take the hill alone, and your mission is going to be in grave jeopardy if you can't get everyone to understand, appreciate, and commit to the tasks that are necessary to reach the summit. You have to acknowledge and help them deal with the valley they see. There are a few things you'll have to do to make this happen. Number one, seize your leadership responsibility with all your force and vigor. You must be the leader in every respect. You have to control your anxieties, muster your confidence, and exude competence and enthusiasm. Your personal example is going to set the tone, so you have to be able to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And this means a great deal of careful personal preparation. Secondly, know your followers and organize and task them appropriately. You have to know intimately the people on whom you are depending. They have to be given the jobs that make the highest and best use of their talents. They have to be organized in a way that maximizes their effectiveness and minimizes their exposure to the kind of personal risk that can blight their efforts. Third, make it our hill. Everyone must be guided to appreciate the importance of the assignment that they've been given. You, as the leader, must help them see the value of the upside in contrast to the possible cost of the downside. Every follower must understand the critical role that he or she plays in the undertaking. Most GIs saw World War II as our war. Many troopers in Vietnam saw the conflict as their war. The outcomes reflected these perspectives. You have to be able to answer your followers' why questions intelligently and convincingly. Fourth, make the mission and its methods understandable. The overwhelming task of taking the hill has to be broken down into parts, individual accomplishments that appear to be manageable. Implementers must have plans that make sense and that have a reasonable probability of success. They must be convinced that each step is a logical, doable process and leads in the direction of ultimate achievement. Number five, help the doers overcome their fears. Every follower must know exactly what they are getting into. They must feel confident that they're receiving the straight scoop. A leader has to discuss candidly the risks that are involved in the venture and what the personal impacts on the followers could be. This has to be a forthright and a truthful exposition. Let them know exactly what's in the valley before them. Ignorance only allows fears to fester and assume totally unfounded proportions. Number six, delegate and trust. Once you give your followers their jobs to do, you must trust them to perform. Once the battle begins, it's almost impossible for you to direct mid-course corrections. You might have to tolerate some painful individual thinking, some aberrant behavior, and even some occasional failure. But your followers must know that they have your confidence and that they are free to make it happen to the best of their abilities. Number seven. Prepare, nurture, and support. Those charged with a challenging task must be given in advance the training, the tools, the techniques that are necessary for accomplishment. Preparation is a never-ending task, and the doer's talents must be perpetually nurtured and nourished by you, their leader. And finally, reward them. Make sure that your followers feel appreciated, both during implementation and when the deed is done. Tangible and intangible rewards both are absolutely essential. A leader must know the things that turn on his followers, turn them on to their maximum best performance. And a leader must be willing to share generously the spoils of the victory once it is accomplished. If you do all these things, your followers will make you a great leader.